Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
I think you're the best football player that's ever lived. I think.
Do you think?
There's a raging debate, as you know. A lot of people think Messi. A lot of people think you. A few others think other players, but the two
honest,
of you...
Honest? Yeah.
My honest thing is I think...
Thank you very much.
That matters good. To you?
Yes.
What is your key bit of advice to the next generation in terms of making it to the top and staying there?
Believe. I think you should believe in everything. And of course, the rest, it's the dedication, the hard work, listen to the people who know more than you, who they have more experience than you, and believe in your talent. I think it's the main point.
What separates the best ones with the other ones, with the average ones, is the consistency. All the time I put it on my mind that you always can improve something. This is what I did. It's not by coincidence that the last 12, 30, 14 years, I'm always in the top of the game. So this is take a lot of consistency, hard work, be professional, and this is why I'm still there.
Go back to the gym, work, because you have more to show. Mm. You understand? Life continue. You cannot live in the past. I'm really good on that. You understand? I learned by the years that, listen, Cristiano, let's go. Because pain, you're going to have all the time. Uncertainty and constant work. Doesn't matter what's happened, it's gonna happen in your life. You have to continue. This is the way I see the life.
The most important thing is to have a routine, consistency. Not obsession. Good. Don't be like Cristiano, because Cristiano is crazy. Okay, but 20%, 25%, it's too much.
Yeah, be more consistent.
Even my friends say that I'm sick. To live that life. For me, it's not a big deal. I do it in a comfortable way, in a happy way. Yeah. For me, it's not sacrifice. You say, yeah, sometimes you don't want to go to the gym. Of course, no. Sometimes I don't go to the, like, but I go because I have a compromise with myself. But I'm not go happy every day. You think I'm wake up off the bed every day happy or with my wife or with my kids? Sometimes I'm not, but it's part of the overtime. We are both the same. We feel this every time. Make effort in your health.
If you want to be a football player,
yeah.
Work hard, believe in yourself, and dreaming, you
okay.
know? Training well, listen to your coaches, listen to your parents, and work hard, okay? This is my advice.
It doesn't matter for me if you win or if you lost. I will stand up the next day, and I will continue.
Right.
I miss, but I will. I'm not going to shy away. I'm going to be here. Even if I miss, I will shoot. I'm always will be like that. I'm never going to shy away. Never. Never. And you know me, since young, I'm not shy away. Some people, they don't want to shoot penalty because they don't feel confident. It's okay. I respect that. But Cristiano never will do that. Never. Even if I miss, one time, I will shoot the second time. If I lose the second time, I will shoot the third time. I'm not afraid.
one important thing. I don't speak after 10, 11 o'clock. I don't speak on the phone. I don't like to speak in the night because it's activated my brain. So after 10 o'clock, don't call me. Even, well, if it's urgent or if it's some friends, yeah, I pick it up. But if it's not, I don't like to pick up the phone anymore.
Some people, they don't want to shoot penalty because they don't feel confident. Sure, it's okay. I respect that. But Cristiano never will do that. Never. Even if I miss one time, I will shoot the second time. If I lose the second time, I will shoot the third time. I'm not afraid. One thing that I learned in a few years is like, enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment. Live the moment because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Past is past. It never come again. The present, it's the best gift that we have in our life. The present. Because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. You don't know. So live the present.
All of us, nobody's perfect. We failed too many times. We have so many uncertainty in our life that we have to be capable when we are down to stand up. It's part of the journey, it's part of the process, it's part of our education. In my case, I learn the most when I'm down. And it's good that these certain moments happen, because when you are in the top of the wave, you don't see under what's going on. I'm always say to my friends, it's good to have problems. It's the only way that you can improve.
Because everyone wants to be Cristiano, but I give you the map. You think you will do it that? It's difficult. It's
the discipline.
The discipline is the most difficult thing, not only in sport, but in life. You have to challenge yourself to be consistent. I repeat, sometimes it's hard. It's what many people say, you like to go to the gym every day. Of course, no. It's not true. Nobody likes to go to the gym every day. But you have to do it.
What motivates you still?
Well, my best words is dedication and hard work. To achieve this kind of things, you need to work hard and, you know, be a great professional, be serious in your job. And this is what I try to do, you know, to be here. For eighth time, I think it's not by coincidence. It's because, you know, we all have talent, but talent without the work, it's nothing.
What's your secret? Because you're showing no signs of slowing down.
No secrets. Don't exist secrets. The secret is dedication and hard work, you know, to be able to work 100% all the time. This is, if exists words, this is my secret.
You have to be yourself. Doesn't matter if the people like or not. You think I'm going to change now? Our Christianity self is always, I'm going to change now. You think with nearly 40 years old, I'm going to change? Of course not. Oh, you like me or you don't like me. It's part of the life. For me, it's not a problem. In the national team, it was like that.
How much pressure did you feel being the first real big star to come around and say, and then say to everybody, come on, follow me? How was that big pressure for you?
To be honest, it was zero pressure. I didn't have any pressure.
What?
I didn't feel pressure. Well, for me, pressure...
You were everyone going crazy.
You know,
crazy.
For me, pressure, it's the people who was in a war, that didn't have foods to eat, that deal with the guns during the night, shots. For me, this is the real pressure. As I told you before, I left my house with 11, 12 years old. I cry every day. So, honest, I'm not going to tell you that to be cocky or whatever, but pressure was zero. I have millions and billions, but the most important thing, it's the family. Keep your family healthy, good, and take care of your family, because this is the most important thing in the world. Apart of that, of course, you have your life, your private life, but in the beginning, your family, it's always with you, for the good moments and for the bad moments.
Do you ever wake up and you say, nah, I don't want to do it today?
I fight against my mind. Yes, sometimes it's happened. We are all human beings. We are not happy every day. We are, you know, not in a good mood every day. It's normal. It's part of us. You like to go to the gym every day? Of course no. It's not true. Nobody likes to go to the gym every day. But you have to do it, because your mental strength is coming from that moment, that in a hard moment, you know you should do it. And I do it, because after that, maybe in the beginning you feel hard to start, but after, when you finish the gym or cold plunge or
or even the training, you will feel better.
I don't care what the people thinking about me, and if they say that I'm cocky, that I'm arrogant, I don't care, honestly. With 14 years old, I have 5 kids, I have the best friends ever, I have the team that they help me a lot. Public opinion for me, it's not important anymore. I just want to be happy, to do what I like to do, to still maintain my level in football, score goals, which is still maintain me happy, and still I'm still happy when I go training, compete in the training. And I think I'm a normal people. I don't spend the money. For example, I'm not going shopping. If I go anywhere, I can buy whatever I want, but I don't need that anymore.
And you know me, since young, I'm not shy away. I'm not that scared ass that I have cramp. Which is, I understand. Some people, they don't want to shoot penalty because they don't feel confident. Sure, yeah. It's okay. I respect that. But Cristiano never will do that. Never. Even if I miss one time, I will shoot the second time. If I lose the second time, I will shoot the third time. I'm not afraid.
I'm not obsessed for the money, because I think the money, it can help you too in many ways. But when you reach some level, the money doesn't matter anymore, in my opinion. But it's always good to have more, because we are human beings. We are never happy with what we have. That is something that I learned during the time, that financial is important, the money is important, but other things, they are more important than that.
I'm my own medic, my own doctor. I am my mental coach, my nutritionist, my doctor. If you do the right things, you're going to be better than the other persons. For example, I take sun now, take 20 minutes, and I know you're going to help me. The sun is good for the body. Of course, if I will be here all day, I will be with wrinkles, will be bad. But 30 minutes and I feel good. With 36, I'm still here.
I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't have tattoos, I don't want to impress anyone. I just want to show the best of myself. I always strive for hard work, dedication and excellence. My life and my success came from my work. Because
how much has Lionel Messi pushed you to become a better player? And the second part of that question, would you say that you two are the best players of all time, better than Pele, Maradona?
I'm pushed to myself. I don't need other players to push myself. I just worked since I was in Sporting, so I push myself all the time to be the best. As I say many times, in my opinion, I'm the best, because I think we have to think like that, not just in my job, but you have to think in your job, you are the best reporter. And I'm thinking like that. If I'm not thinking like that, I'm not going to be stronger than I think I am.
When I was a kid, at 11, 12 years old, we didn't have money. Look, my family, 3 in 3 months, was hard. So very hard period without the family. Later night, like 10:30, 11, we are a little bit hungry. So we had a McDonald's next to the stadium where we live. And we always go to the back door and we knock the door. Hey, any burgers left? And Edna and 2 more girls, which they are unbelievable. I never find the girls again. I speak with some people in Portugal to try to find where is the girls, because I don't find them. I hope if this interview will help to find that girls, I will be so happy, because you know that period was a period that I was appreciated so much.
When you was in Manchester, I saw you. You knew you wasn't complete. What did you do? What was you doing when everybody go inside, finish training? What was you doing?
I learned to be better and better, to be around the best players in the world. So, but if you make the 2 things, talent with a work hard, you can be a huge player. And this is my head hitting. And I think I'm in that role.
Hard work or talent?
Talent. If you don't have talent, forget it. But of course, if you have talent and if you work hard, dedicate yourself, you will be much better. But of course, the talent is the main word. If you don't have talent, you can work whatever you want. You're never going to be a great player. But I have to mention talent.
How often do you train each week? Like in the gym, on the pitch?
I do it.
Not every day, for example, gym, I cannot do it every day.
Yes,
if you get gym every day, you're going to be tired in a game. So you have to do it the balance. You know, the life, it's all about the balance. And with the age, you start to understand that the most important thing is you know 100% your body and training smart. Mm-hmm. It's not the quantity, it's the quality. And I learned about that, of course, when I was young, when I was 20s, 25, 27, you work in a different way than in 28, 30s, it's completely different. But I think I'm still feel good, sharp, motivated, because I think the main point is the mind. If you feel motivated, it helps a lot, so.
You have to work. I try to do it almost every day. This is why I'm in a top level many, many years. I think it's not by coincidence.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
It's because I do it extra outside the pitch. When I'm 12 years old, most of the people told me, Cristiano, you are a very, very good talent player, but you are very skinny, very slim. And I put it in my mind, the body we can improve. We can improve. You got gym, dedication and hard work, you can improve. So I improved myself.
The level that I am is like in other sports, Formula One, NBA. The best players always follow the best players. They want to be in the top of the game because the other ones, they are there. You know, you cannot rest or sleep because the other one can pass you. Of course, we fight with everyone. With Neymar, with Messi, with Lewandowski, with Higuain. You know, with the top of the best players in the world. So, I mean, this is not fighting, but it's hard, it's healthy, you know, comparisons, it's healthy, and we fight, you know, to be the best. This is why it's my main point, it's my motivation, it's to be better than them, year after year.
Because honestly, I don't know my father very well. He was a drunk person, and I never had like a normal conversation with him. But I know he was really proud of me, even when I was younger. He treated me unbelievable. I was like a diamond of the family. And he knew it. He knew that I will become the football player. But for me, it's make me sad because everything, I was number one and he don't see nothing. All my family see, my brother, my sisters, even my oldest son, and he never saw how great I become. Never.
Being number one on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, the best, the highest paid, everything. How much do you pay for that? How much do you give for that? How much do you train for that?
Well, it's dedication and hard work. This is my words, to dedicate myself 100% every time to be the position that I am today. It's not 1 year, it's 10 years, 12 years, you know, to maintain my level. It's make me feel proud, as you mentioned, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, the number one. Of course, I feel proud for that. But for me, the most important, it's to maintain my level in the pitch. You know, to play good, to score goals, to do assists, to win trophies, and this is what I want to keep continue to do it, because it's what I love to do. It is to play football and
maintain my fans and my supporters happy. You have to dedicate yourself 100%. It doesn't mean how many hours you're training, but the way you're training, your dedication. You can have a training only 1 hour, but you give everything for that to achieve your goals. So this is what I try to do it in the trainings, in the games, try to be better and better in my job. And for the last 7-8 years, I think I maintain my level in the same way. So this has made me feel proud, and I will continue to work hard to maintain that level.
On the pitch, what would you say has been your greatest achievement so far, on and off the pitch, actually?
Inside the pitch?
Yeah.
Inside the pitch is always the most important, is to win trophies. Because we work 10, 11 months. If you don't win nothing, it's empty, you know? And I like to win trophies, collective and individual, because I work hard for that. Mm-hmm. Outside the pitch, it's to have the family that I have and the friends that I have. And to be, try to be the most happy person in the world.
How to be number one, how to achieve all your goals. Tell them the secret. Please try to motivate the children and the youth.
Well, don't exist secret here. The secrets don't exist. Exist hard work, dedication, be obsessed to be something in the life, and follow their dreams. I think if you want to be a football player, or if you want to be engineer, or whatever you want to be, dedicate yourself, you know, work hard, you know, and believe in you. I think this is the main words, not just a kid want to be a Cristiano Ronaldo, but anything it can be, you know, work hard. I think it's the main work and the dream, to believe in that everything is possible in a life.
Everyone in my family love football.
Well, I remember I always play in the street. One day my father coming and he said to me, why you don't coming for the club when I work? I say, yes, why not? And I start to play, you know, to have the same routine. And I go to every day to training, and I like it to be part of, you know, a team. And I training every day, and you know, my father was there to help me. Well, in the beginning, I feel that I was different than the other kids. Yeah. Yes, I feel. But I didn't even thinking that one day I will be a professional. And playing, for example, in Manchester United or Real Madrid or even in Sporting. I just play, you know, to enjoy, but I never thinking that, hey, I have talents and I'm going to be professional. In the beginning, I didn't feel that.
It's very important for me. I'm always competitive player, not just in the games. I'm in the training, I'm like that. In the home, with my sisters, with my mom, with my nephews, I'm always try to competitive hard and try to win. I'm like that, you know. I never change, because I like this. I like what I do. I like my life. I'm a happy person. So competitive is part of my life. So in Madeira, in Madrid, in England, I always want to win. I always competitive person. So it's part of me. The people really don't know you. Who is the people to judge something that they don't know? Of course, it's something that I don't like, but I have to live with that. I cannot change. I cannot change my personality. I cannot change my character. I cannot change my education. You know, I respect the people, but of course I don't agree, because the real people who know me, he knows who is Cristiano. You understand? So I cannot change the mind of the other people. Maybe sometimes in the pitch, I show something that the people don't want or don't like, but this is my kind of way to thinking, because I'm an ambitious person. I don't smile a lot in the pitch because I try to be focused. But in this, in one point, I really understand some people, because, you know, in a life we have always the people who judge us. But I think sometimes this is not fair, but, you know, we have to live with that.
Why make the move from Manchester United to Real Madrid when you did?
I think everything have a beginning and end. And everything. So what what I did in Manchester is completely finished, because I win almost everything there. So I always strive for a new challenge. This is what I try to do.
to move Manchester for Madrid. It's not about the contract. It's about new challenge, my family too, close to my family, different weather, the language, everything. And the most important things, what I move is a challenge. Because I really like to put myself in the pressure to see what I can do.
Believe and follow his dreams, work hard. Many, many important people and people who I respect a lot, especially my dad and my mom, always give me, you should respect. If you want respect, you should respect the other people. And this is what I always put in my mind. If you see my career at the last 6-7 years, I'm always a kind of similar level. Why? As I said before, it's a long process. It's a dedication, it's hard work. And for the future, I will try to maintain the same. I'm gonna push myself until my body give me good answer. So this is why I'm enjoying the present. And I don't think a lot about the future, because I know the future will be good too. But I just enjoy the moments. I feel good, my body is good. It's maybe the best moments of my career so far, and I want to continue.
A next big turning point for you, the game against Manchester United at the opening of the stadium. Going into that game, what were your thoughts going into the game? Was it a special game for you because it was Manchester United?
Yes.
Were you aware that they were already looking at you?
Yeah, because I watch Manchester every time in television, and never passed me from my head, one day I play in Manchester. I never believed this. When I play in sporting professional, it's a dream for me. I say, yeah, it's fantastic to play in the first team, but I never believe in one day I play in Manchester. It's amazing. I remember one day before the game, I don't sleep very well. Exciting for the game. I speak with my friend. My friend said, "Hey, you're gonna play against Manchester. It's an amazing opportunity for you." And I try to do my best. I try to do my best and show my football. This is what I try to do. It's a special day for me, not just because I play with Manchester, but the stadium. The stadium is new, and everything is special day for me. I think everything come good, and I'm appreciate. I'm very happy.
Because it was Manchester United, did you try that a little bit harder? Did you put your 100% into it? Extra?
Yeah, extra, yes. This is what I say. When I watch the games on television, I think Manchester is one of the best clubs in the world. And I'm 18 years old. And it's a dream for me to play against Manchester.
Once he don't like me, but because maybe I'm too good, I don't know why.
Second goal, your free kick, that's almost becoming your trademark, that style of free kick. Have you got a name for it?
Rocket.
Are you the best footballer in the world right now?
I think so, yes. In my mind, I'm always the best.
To be honest, I don't care about the goalkeeper.
Talent without work is nothing, and work without talent is nothing too. And of course, I give 100% to show my football, and everything come easy, come good, and I'm appreciate for this.
Could you believe how well you played in that game? Was the way you played, was that a dream come true?
Yeah, when the game starts, I feel a little bit nervous, but after it's okay. The things has come natural, dribbling, passes. It's good for me. I feel very confident in the game. And I played 19 minutes, and I think I played very well.
And what's the culmination of that dream? I think it was just a few days later they said, we want to sign him.
After the game, I speak. I listen to the boss speak with my agent, and he showed very interesting for me. And I'm very, very happy, and I say, oh, it's amazing. And the people brought me for England to show the academy, show me the club, and of course I say yes, because it's an amazing club. It's different, it's top class, top club.
You know the story that a few of the United players said to the boss afterwards, you've got to sign him, he destroyed us, he was fantastic. Have they ever said anything to you about that, the players?
Yeah, someone tell me. Of course, when the players
speak about you good and say, ah, oh, you need to work this player for England. It's amazing because the players, you know, like the football, like the good players, and the situation, it's good because a few players say, oh, you need to buy this player. It's a good for Manchester. It's a Manchester United player. And when the people say this, of course, I feel very good and feel very proud.
Do you have more pounds in the bank or more Instagram followers?
It's a good question. Probably similar, I don't know. Probably similar.
I'm just trying to work out how Wayne Rooney could hate you even more, and probably that's the answer.
Well, not only him. Imagine the rest of the rats, they're going to criticize me too.
Do you think what makes you different to the others, to the next rung on the ladder, if you like, of very good players, is the dedication level that you put in?
I think I'm good, but I think my main strength, it's my mind. I think it's my strongest point, it's my mind. Pierce, the numbers, they don't lie. If you see during the last 15 years, my level is always kind of the same. So effort, dedication, work hard, because the talent is not enough anymore. And if you're not dedicated 100%, you're not gonna reach the level that you want.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance in the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown in the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offering, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.